Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to revisit semen retention. And the reason I want to do it is I want to approach this from two different angles here. One, I want to approach it from the perspective of a guy who's going through it and has been on it for about 2 months. And I want to go at it from the perspective of someone who isn't an idealist. I'm a realist. Probably one of the most cynical realists you'll ever meet. For those of you who have listened to the show, you know all too well. For those of you who haven't, don't worry. You'll figure it out very soon. And so here, my friends, I want to pose a question to you. And the question is semen retention a fast track to you achieving your goals? Is it the secret weapon that you have not, that you've been leaving out of your arsenal? And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll have an answer to this question. Because I'd like to wager to you, listening to the show today, you've considered this, you've heard guys talk about how it changed their life, you've heard other guys say it's complete horse crap and it's no good and it doesn't work, and you've heard everything under the sun, or maybe you've heard nothing at all, ever, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, we're going to start here. You might say, well, what is semen retention? Semen retention is the idea going to Napoleon Hill's concept of sexual transmutation. And it stems from his different books, my favorite of which is Outwitting the Devil, at which point the author, Napoleon Hill, through his character, the narrator, is talking to his character, the devil, who is supposed to, I assume, represent the devil. And he's talking about this concept of sexual transmutation. What he describes it is you use this primal energy that's no different than the desire to eat and sleep to fuel your ambitions. In his words, you can know it's not an easy task. In the same way that you can't just stop a river with a dam with no offshoots. No, you can't fully stop a dam. You can't fully stop a river from flowing, right? In the same way that you can't just turn off your sexual drive. You can't do it. It doesn't work. I mean, you could try, but it's not going to work for longer than a week tops. You got to do something. So then we enter the conversation of where I've done it for 3 months before. That was the hardest thing I've done. I'm going on about 2 and 2.5 months right now, and it's a lot different. And my friends, I'll be real with you. I'm not one of these guys that says that if you don't do it, you're a pussy, that if you don't do it, you can't achieve your goals, or that you're beta. Now, can you be those things and not practice semen retention? Yeah, of course. Can you still be a beta loser and still try it? Yeah, you can. See, my friends, energy can take the form of an explosion or electricity. The difference lies in your ability to utilize it, in the same way that you can look at the thumbnail for this video and you can see that the guy has almost like a makeshift affinity gauntlet, and that could either destroy him, destroy the universe, or create this new reality for himself and for the world at large. But it's all in the execution of what you choose to do. A weapon in your own hands can be used to hurt yourself or protect yourself. It can be used to conquer the world, or it could be used to cut your own life short. I know that's vulgar. I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm trying to give you a perspective that just like any inanimate object or any source of energy, it is only as good or bad as you choose to make it. And my friends, when we get into this idea of semen retention, can it be beneficial for you? Yes, absolutely it can. But if you don't have any goals, if you don't have anything you're actually working towards, whether it be as anything as simple as a book or a promotion at your job or better gains in the gym, it could be any one of these things. If you don't have a goal, then you have no chance in hell. But what I will tell you is, going back to what Napoleon Hill said, he said through his character, the devil again, that if, in his words, if you transmuted half, not full, not three quarters, but half of the energy that you waste in the pursuit of sex and you put it towards your profession, you would never know poverty. Powerful statement, right? But I believe it to be true. I believe it to be true because you must sacrifice, you must give to get. It is one of the laws of the universe. People like to use religion as the end-all be-all of existence, but in their attempt to understand the world, they fail to interpret one of the basic principles of life. They think that it's just their religion, that God said blank, so therefore it must be true. There are things in the world that transcend religion, in my opinion. Whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, doesn't matter. There are general principles that transcend all of them. One of which is the idea of sowing and reaping. Now, if you're willing to sow the seeds, both physically and metaphorically, it's going to be hard. If you sow the seeds of giving up the temporary fulfillment for temporary excitement for long-term fulfillment, then you will see results based on the seeds you sow. You can't sow seeds of strawberries and then get blueberries. That doesn't work, right? That makes no sense. Well, then why would people sow being lazy, taking the path of least resistance with becoming wealthy and achieving what you want to achieve? It doesn't work that way. My friends, one of my favorite lines I ever heard from, whether it was self-development, motivation, whatever you want to call it, is this concept of becoming rich is no more difficult than learning how to drive an automobile. Now, you might scoff at that and say, Austin, that's ridiculous and infantile. But hold on a second. Before you say that, he never said it'd take you the same amount of time. And he just said it's that easy. The learning curve is so that the people who are willing to persevere and push past the short-term fulfillment will achieve. Sorry, the short-term excitement. I'm so focused on the fulfillment aspect over excitement that it's hard for me to even talk about excitement, because excitement to me is so temporal that it's stupid, in my opinion. Now, does that mean you don't have fun? No. Does that mean you don't enjoy yourself? No. It just means that why would you focus on something that will peter out versus something that will last 1,000 years, that could last the rest of your life, if not go on to your children's life and grandchildren's life if you choose to have them? And you can. You don't have to go down the route of being married in the traditional household and whatnot to have a legacy or anything else that you might want. Oh, I know that is not what you've been told, but it's the objective reality. It just doesn't benefit you as a man to be told what I'm telling you right now. If you're under the notion of male privilege or white privilege or any of these privileges, please dismiss those right now. Because all of it is meant to have you perceive yourself as a victim. And because once you're a victim, they can control you. When you're a victim, you are focused on tearing other people down or trying to rectify a perceived grievance instead of trying to get yourself ahead. Your view is distorted. Now, am I saying that everybody starts the same place? No, that would be stupid and inaccurate. But does that mean that you see yourself as a participant in the victim Olympics and you want to succeed? Not congruent, my friend. If you have an axe to grind, that's a different story. Axe to grind, we can work with that. That can be used. That can be transmuted. But if you are using your energy to sabotage others instead of building yourself up, you've lost the argument. You've lost the whole point. My friends, I'm not an old guy. I'm a young guy. I'm in my early to mid-20s. I'm a young guy. And a lot of people would be forgiven for saying that, oh, I'm a young guy, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't think that wisdom has an age cap on it, and I don't claim to be somebody who knows everything. I don't. What I do know is what I've seen. And what I've seen is men put in the work and gotten results. What I've also seen are men blame everybody else for their problems and go nowhere. What I've seen is men have their sexual drive make them get married, make them make decisions that are based off of other people's ideas of success and their own needs, and taking the route that of least resistance. They haven't tried to carve out a niche for themselves. They haven't tried to go off the beaten path and try to achieve what they wanted to achieve without putting themselves in a bind, because that's what dealing with the government does. That's what marriage is. That's what a lot of relationships are. And a lot of men, the reason I talk about relationships more than arguably I should is because they're one of the most important aspects of the male experience that put us at a disadvantage. Women are just as sexual, if not more sexual, than men. The difference is they have more control over it than you, and they're better at hiding it than you, and they can get it a lot more often than you, so you don't know. See, we as dudes, we often let our sexual drives define us. Our sexual conquests make us more or less of a man, depending on whether it's high or low. And we allow our view of others and our desire to fit in lead us to making decisions that will lead us to, whether it's to do drugs, drink alcohol, or participate in risky behavior that's only going to set us back financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, everything. It's all about defining what you want and deciding what you're going to give up. You don't think I see girls walk by who look good, or even if they don't look that great, and I see the booty and I see the rack and I'm like, I feel nothing? No, I feel a lot. But guess what? You know what I say to myself every time? I'll tell you what I tell myself. I've never told this on the show or to anybody in my life. I'll tell you what I tell myself. I say, I want to succeed more than I want to bust a nut. In plain English, that's what I tell myself. I tell myself I would rather push forward on my conquest than come, in plain English. That's what I tell myself every time. Now the question becomes, what are you willing to sacrifice? I'm not somebody who pitches a shutout. I have my problems too, and I'm honest about them. The question is all about you. What are you willing to give up for this dream? What, do you even have a dream that you're willing to sacrifice for? I know men on this channel who have gotten divorced, who have gotten past that point, and now they're trying to find themselves a new life after their old life is over. Because make no mistake about it, divorce is a petite mort, a small death. And getting through that is no easy feat, as I've seen other people. I can't talk from personal experience, nor will I pretend to. I'm not one of these politicians who pretend like I can identify with a struggle that's not my own. No, I don't do that. No, I can't relate to that directly. What I can relate to is struggle to reinvent yourself. I haven't always been like this or had the courage to talk about it. You think I don't see the normies walking around? I see them right now as I'm recording, as you're listening to me. I see them walking around. I see them none the wiser. I see them not willing to step out of the norm because they're afraid, because they never even thought about it. Meanwhile, that's all I ever think about. You don't think it's hard? There are a lot of us, I can guarantee you, who don't have a lot of friends. Not because we're not cool dudes, not because we're not nice people, not because we can't relate to people on certain issues, but because of the things we don't agree with are so outside the norm. They deviate so far from what people define as acceptable in society due to their preconceived notions of morality that are not even their own, statistically. They've been implanted by distributors of the blue pill, i.e. education, entertainment, institutions of religion. I could go down the list. See, my friends, it's all about deciding when you are going to sacrifice for what you want. Do you want to have a guy? Do you want to be a guy who has multiple girlfriends, who goes to the junior college, shout out to CGA? Do you want to be a guy who goes outside the norm, who's willing to step out and say, I don't give a damn?
damn what anybody says. I don't care if people cut me off. I don't care if people laugh at me. I don't care if people prey on my downfall. I don't care if I lose friends. If people are going to cut you off because you're deciding to do what's right for you, then they're not your friends. They're just leeches. They're not your friends. Your friends will support you regardless of what you choose to do. They may not always approve of it, but they're going to support you because they love you. I have friends, a lot of whom are getting married or are married. Does that mean that I'm not friends with them anymore? No. It just means that I don't discuss a lot of the stuff we talk about on the show with them unless they ask me. Why? Because they've made their choice, as I've made mine. But that doesn't mean we can't find common ground on other issues. It doesn't mean I can't talk to them. It doesn't mean I can't be in their life. That just means that we've decided to go different ways. My friends, this is the key about sexual transmutation and semen retention is understanding who you are. It's really easy to feel numb. I've been on SSRI drugs when I was in the military and been very depressed. I've been on these drugs that make you feel nothing. When you are busting gallons of nuts on yourself, shout out to Steph is cold. When you're busting gallons of nuts on yourself and you feel nothing. You don't feel a sense of urgency unless you're super motivated as an individual, inherently. You feel numb. You feel like your mediocrity is exceptional. You don't have that drive to go conquer the world because you are content in your ability to be mediocre. You don't have a drive because you've decided against it. You've decided, oh, I'm just going to bust gallons of nut on myself. It's one thing to relieve yourself every once in a while for health reasons. That's a different story to me. I'm talking about day in, day out, one if not more than one time. That is not good for you. And that is what leads you to becoming a mental slave, in my opinion. Because you're not willing to go without. You're not willing to sacrifice your pleasure for long-term success. So can it be used to achieve your goals? Yes, but you got to have goals to get there. You got to have rules with yourself on what you will and will not do, what you've decided, all those things. Because if you don't, you're hosed, man. That's what I say. What do you say? What are your thoughts? You let me know. I think it's very crucial that we have this conversation, because if we don't, who's going to do it? Who else talks about this kind of stuff in this unfiltered way? Not a lot of people. They're afraid. They're afraid of censorship. They're afraid of getting deplatformed because they want to make money. I don't give a damn about that. Do I care about making money so I can live? Yeah, of course. But am I going to let myself compromise to sell out? Nah, man. Nah, dude. I don't ever expect to be monetized on YouTube or any other platform. Why? Because we talked about things that are controversial. Men's health is controversial because men are meant to be expendable to the system, in case you don't know that. Oh, yeah. Men are meant to be expendable to the system because the system is meant to protect women, and because of the biggest voting bloc in the country, and they are meant to protect their future assets, i.e. the children that are being raised by the state. Oh, you didn't know that. Oh, you thought it was only in Brave New World by Aldous Huxley that such a thing happened. Oh, no. We already have state conditioning centers. They're called ABC, CBS, MSNBC, childcare, the public education system, you name it. All of that, in my opinion, it's one man's opinion, are the education centers. All you got to look at the fact that people are not taught how to think, but what to think. Hence why this show exists and why you're listening to it. Because if it was so commonplace, you'd already believe it and you wouldn't have to hear me say it. My friends, I think I've said enough. Trust me, I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours, but I'm not going to do it right now. I can sense I'm reaching the point of the law of diminishing returns at this particular point. But my friends, let me know what you think. Let me know how you've endured. Let me know what your strategies are. Talk with us. This is meant to be a community for men to understand their struggles and find fellow like-minded men. Whether you're Christian, non-Christian, I don't give a damn. We're free thinkers here. My friends, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Let me know and others know how you've made it this far and what your strategies are. I'm out. Take care. Peace.